Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Tonight we are headed to Brandyland to talk balls here on the Real Housewives of Dallas after show on AfterBuzz, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This is like a surprise.
Way back Wednesday.
Whatever. Yeah. Welcome, guys, to the Real Housewives of Dallas After Show. We are here on AfterBuzz TV talking Season 3, Episode 7. And here we go to Brandyland. So I'm Jesse Zahner, and I am here with my two co-hosts, Grant and Erica. Thanks for joining us,
guys. Hey, guys. Welcome back.
What's up, party people?
Yes. This show is so silly, but it's so entertaining.
I know. I love the show. So let's get started because there's a lot that happens this episode. Mm-hmm. So we start with Spotty, but I'm going to actually start with Leanne and Cameron going to talk about the dress that can be worn 175 different ways. So Leanne, we saw this earlier in the season. She is going to make this dress that you can wear in all these different ways. And finally, it's here, and she's kind of doing like a photo shoot for it. So her and Cam are there. What did you guys think of all the different ways Leanne wore the dress?
I think it was a hot three ways. And then I don't know about the other 172. But I did like once she added the red, I thought that I liked it a little bit better because I was like, oh, a black dress with sleeves now. But once she added the red and kind of spiced it up, I think if you can add the additional color to it, then it makes the whole 175 that much more fun.
Some of the looks were a little traditional looking, like a little, I don't want to say matronly, but like not too usual. Some of, you know, you have like the cape look and stuff, but other than that, like, I'm happy for her with this product. I wonder, you know, how it'll do. And it's nice that this episode really was all about kind of like what these women have going on business wise. It was very like business driven. And very wet. It was raining in like every scene. Did you notice that?
I didn't notice the raining, but I did notice the business side of things.
I did not notice the raining, but I did notice the umbrellas for the handbag. So that in itself had me like dying. But I totally agree with it, because if you spend $30,000 on a handbag, as Birkins are, then they deserve. She's a person and she doesn't need to get wet. And I support that.
I like that.
I didn't think of it that way because I was like laughing at it. I thought it was ridiculous. I'm like, what handbag needs
a Birkin?
I guess you're right. I would never spend that much money.
When it's the value of an SUV, I guess you have to kind of like keep track of it.
Thank you. If it's what I made my whole year, the first job, then give it an umbrella. Why not?
So do you guys think that this dress, because I know we talked about Cameron's dog line, do you think that this would be something that would be successful out there in the world, Leanne's dress?
I'm surprised nothing like this doesn't already exist. I feel like I've seen this on like television already, but maybe I haven't. I mean, it's not, I mean, I'm not the target customer for this product, so I don't know. I mean, I think there's something to it. Especially if it's something that she's dreamed about doing for a long time. Like, I hope that she finds success with it.
I think there is a more casual wrap dress that you can wear, and you can tie it this way, and it's a skirt, and you tie it this way, it's a tube top. I mean, there are similar things on the market, so it's not like totally brand spanking new, but it is a more upscale version of that. So I certainly think that it can be successful, and honestly, I feel like I get a QVC vibe from it, to be honest. I feel like she could like kill on QVC, like some of the other housewives have. So I definitely think there's a market for it.
Yeah, it's smart.
No, I totally agree with the QVC thing. I kind of, that's what I pictured it being.
Leanne
also looks amazing in the dresses. So I'm just like, she could totally sell this. We talked about it before, and I just think that it's a good idea because I'm surprised that something exactly like this isn't on the market yet either.
I think it's smart, just like for a QVC standpoint, like you were saying, like just something that she could sell, that someone could see and like want to pull her on. And like,
yeah,
I mean, she has the opportunity, if she can get their attention, to make a ton of money, whether you think the product is silly or not. It's smart,
yeah,
you know, to put yourself in that position where you could be invited to an HSN or something like that.
Yes. And I think Grant makes a good point in that it is a more conservative dress. So I think that having Leanne model it, because when she first saw it, when she was at the salon last week or the week before, whenever, it was a younger model, but it's not really for a younger girl.
Right.
It's really for someone who's closer to her age and more age appropriate. And I feel like for someone in her age group, her age bracket, they would totally wear that dress and wear it all those different ways.
Yes. Well, I like the dress idea, but one thing that they started talking about, her and Cam, while they were here trying the dresses on, was they started talking about Carrie. And I actually was kind of struggling with Carrie over the past few weeks, because I know we've talked about this many times, how I just don't know what it is about Carrie, but I have not, like, I love all the girls on the show, but Carrie is the one that I'm like stuck with, where I'm just like, what is it about her? And so talking with some of our listeners and viewers in the comments after the show, people were like, why do you like Cameron but not Carrie? They do the same thing. But I think today's episode really breaks down why I am so annoyed with Carrie. But maybe I'm wrong. So please, you know, chat with us and let me know where I'm wrong here with Carrie. But Cameron says that she thinks that Carrie is playing both sides. What did you guys think of that conversation?
I think it's obvious. I would like to hear the other side of it, because I've said this about Carrie forever. She's always played both sides of the show. She said one thing, she runs back and says the other. She's not someone that I would want to be friends with. In fact, like, I have a big mouth, so I do say things sometimes, you know, and it's like, I don't need someone sitting there like a court stenographer, you know, like writing out every word to go and run and report it to the news.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, or maybe I should call her a journalist, but like, I don't understand what her deal is. I don't get her that much. If I had to choose like my least favorite, I guess it would be her. It doesn't mean I hate her. It's just like, I don't connect with her either. And I'd like to know the Carrie fans, how they can defend her in these situations with being like such a, you know, so involved in running to repeat things and kind of in two different ways, you know?
Right.
I don't know, I don't hate her, but I can't connect with her.
I agree with you totally on that. And I mentioned last week, fundamentally off of the top, I don't understand. I totally agree with Leanne. Carrie's never going to be on Leanne's side, ever.
Yeah.
And so why would you ever remotely feel like, oh, we're building, like maybe you could speak to her in the street, but why would you tell her something personal? So off the beginning, I was like, why did she do that? And one thing I'm kind of liking about Carrie, because I also, last season I did the panel for Real Housewives, and there was a housewife on there. She called herself the bone carrier because she went back and told Carrie the bones. And I was like, oh, Dallas has a bone carrier and it's Carrie. Because anything you tell her, she's not going to hold water for more than 3 minutes and she's going to run and tell everyone, I'm going to tell the girl you told me if you, you know, she put them on notice.
I so couldn't be now, friends with those people. I can't be friends with people like that.
So here's the question, because I think about this all the time, because she is the bone collector of Dallas. She's like the Sheree of Dallas.
Exactly.
But I like Sheree. So I am so confused.
Oh my God, I agree with you.
I like Sheree, but the last season, Sheree got like just too much. Because wait a minute, now you're carrying bone on your friends, who's your friend, like you do. And that's the same thing Carrie is running into, because now she's caring, she don't know, she doesn't really have an allegiance with anyone.
Why and can't so, we just all keep our mouth shut and like not go and tell every last thing to everyone?
Oh, because
it's called mind your own business. It's called mind your own business. You don't have to be in everyone's business and running around. If you have enough to do in life, you don't get involved in other people's business.
Yes, totally.
I get she's on a show. She's being paid more money than me, I'm sure, to be on the show. So, I mean, good for her. But, you know, it looks silly. I mean, you've done this stuff for 3 seasons. I've had your number from day one. That's what you do. I mean, you know, don't you want to, like, look a little different? Do you want to be known as, like, the resident snitch? I mean, I don't know. Is that too strong?
No, no.
I don't know.
I think that's accurate, but, you know.
So if you're out there and you are a Carrie fan, I know we've been talking in the comments, but please just join us in the live chat, because I'm here live talking to people.
And maybe you guys can persuade us. Maybe we're missing something.
I do want to know.
That's what I know.
I genuinely do want to know, like, what it is, like, that people like about her in that sense of her. Maybe people view her as loyal to certain people, like her core people. We'll get into this, because I don't know if you want to get to it now, but at that point with Cameron, she felt like, Is that where we were? We're coming to she feels like Carrie's team Brandy and team Stephanie more than team Cameron. And I get why she feels pushed out.
Yeah. And we'll definitely come back to that when we get into Brandy Lynn a little bit more. But yes, join us on live chat. And then also speaking of talking with us on live chat and you know, on our comment section, we also want you guys to follow us. Click the subscribe button. And Erica has a little more to talk to you guys about that.
Okie dokie, Smokey. Hey, After Buzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality, TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments. Yes, because we're there. So comment, people, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes. So subscribe and chat with us. Thanks so much, Erica. So next, we move on to Brandyland, which is a large majority of this episode. Brandy is having a pop-up event for Brandyland. Did you guys know that she was putting together this clothing line? Because I did not.
Through social media, I did. Okay. I know she has a website. We saw a little bit last year at her party. It was a winter party, I believe. And it was like Christmas in Brandyland or whatever. And it was, remember, it was all white. Yeah. And that was the same event where Leanne smashed the glass downstairs. Remember, they went to a different place.
That was so much drama. I didn't even realize it was for this clothing line.
I'm almost positive it was for Brandyland, which I think at that time was just like an online shop. Mm-hmm. But now she's like latching it on to this marina line of clothes. I guess her husband owns slips or whatever for boats and marinas, which, I mean, he must make bank on that.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, she's going to package it with that, which is smart. I mean, you know, leverage what you can these days, you know? So
I was not aware. So kind of the same thing. There was so much else going on. I didn't realize that she had this big clothing line, but I think it's great. I actually thought some of the pieces were really, really cute.
So did I.
And I love the idea of having these resorts in the marina area, because when you go to those places, everything is totally overpriced. You have no outfit and you have to buy an outfit and get like $8 for toothpaste or whatever when you're on vacation. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a brilliant idea, and I think she'll do really well, actually.
Yeah, I actually like the stuff, too. I thought the dress that Cameron wore was really cute, and the one that Stephanie wore.
Yeah, so, they were so cute.
Yeah, so I was into it.
Although I did not like how Leanne was so snooty, because I was like, Leanne, your dress is not that much better than her outfit. Like, chill out with that.
Yeah,
that was a little
much. They're different kind of fruits. Right. that's a new one. That's a new one.
I'm not going to tell you my real opinion. Okay, slow down. It's not. Yeah. You could have worn the dress now.
I know.
Yeah.
But well, so Leanne, though, she'll never give credit to Brandy. Those two will never be in the same page,
I know,
ever.
And that's too bad, because I was kind of into their friendship at the beginning of last season, but I don't think that's going to happen again. So speaking of Leanne, during this party, her and Deandra have a talk. And I mean, I think Leanne was kind of just joking around, trying to make light of it and trying to get over, you know, whatever was going on between them. But Deandra is really hurt about the $200 in her bank account statement. What do you guys think of this?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, one, I loved how Leanne, like, started crying and, oh, I would rather hurt myself than hurt you. And then I love Deandra's just looking at her like, really? Like, the whole time, she's like, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. And so it's interesting that she knows Leanne so well that she can see through some of the fakeness. I mean, I think Leanne is genuinely sorry,
right,
but she did kind of go a little bit dramatic and theatrical with
and
her
interesting
apology.
You said that, because Leanne earlier in the episode said something about Deandra was just acting about the whole $200 in the bank account thing.
Right. So exactly. Like exactly. So now, exactly, it's absolutely going both ways. So I definitely thought that it was interesting that Deandra was like really like almost reading her like, yeah, no, I'm not buying it. So she's really sticking to it.
I was surprised that Deandra said that she's worried about what people think of her like Cameron, because Cameron's a woman in Dallas society. You know, why is Deandra coming across as being insecure around Cameron? I think that's an odd look.
I totally agree with you. And I was kind of surprised because last week I was like, oh, I'm totally team Deandra. And I do all the, you know, I always have seen her as so strong, but she's so worried about what people think. And I'm like, are you going to ask them to invest? Because why are you this fearful? I was kind of surprised that she's coming off like a little too scary about, oh, people are going to think I really only have $200. That actually seems a little bit surprising, actually.
Yeah, and so what if they do? And that's how you shake people off. If someone like Cameron is like, oh, forget it, you don't have a lot of money, I'm not gonna be friends with you, then you know that's a fake bitch friend.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, like, use it to your advantage. I don't know. Like, I don't think Cameron would exclude and ostracize Deandra on a contract on a reality show because she has a shopping budget. I mean, come on.
Right. No, so I think this is really interesting. I think this is exactly like how reality shows go. Like, you can try your best to act or seem a certain way, but eventually your true self is going to come out. Because I didn't see the side of Deandra at all last year,
right,
aside from her relationship with her mom. There you can see her, you know, kind of unsure of herself. Mm-hmm. But she's always been kind of a leader and, like, I don't know. But this is, like, a very, like, soft spot with her. Because I agree, I don't come from, like, a rich family or, like, you know, high society where people worry about these things. But my thing was, like, who cares if somebody says you have $200 in your bank account? But she said something like, the rich will forgive everybody but the poor. Something like to that extent. And I was like, maybe that's true. And maybe that's why she's so upset. And I just don't get it because I don't come from this lifestyle.
Right. And that's kind of how I felt, because I was like, yeah, I get what you're saying, but you're supposedly in this happy marriage. You're starting your own business. Like, why is this such a big pressure and burden on you? So that's the part I was like, I'm not getting it really, but
I would laugh it off. She's got tons of money. She's like, yeah, I had $200 in a bank account. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And I'm also driving around in a Bentley and all this stuff. I mean, I know it's like from her mother's estate and like she's, you know, company car or whatever. But, you know, sure. I travel internationally and I've got, you know, three dogs and sure. And I'm broke. Yeah. Like, it's like, I would just laugh it off. If you're that confident and in your account and what you can make, I mean, what are you worried about other people for? It's so stupid.
I totally agree.
I would laugh it off if someone said that to me, and I don't have Deandra Simmons money in my bank account. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I'd still be like, I'm good.
Yeah, totally. So other drama that goes on at Brandyland is Cam pulls Carrie aside. So we're back with Carrie playing both sides, and she kind of confronts her about it and just tells her you're playing both sides. And Carrie says that she's not playing both sides, that she has opinions about things, but Cameron believes that she kind of goes to whatever side's the easiest side to take. Do you guys agree with that?
I would take it further and say she only goes to Brandy and Stephanie's side. Mm-hmm. So I think she sees those two as like the group of girls she wants to be tight with, and that she's got this loyalty. Maybe it's not so like bright and obvious, but I feel like she's always kind of pushing herself into that duo, which I don't know why she would, you know, put all her eggs in that basket, because those two are thick as thieves. They're tight.
Totally.
They're not going to have room for her. I mean, I don't get it. She's always kind of been like the plus one with the two of them, you know?
I agree. I think she's more close, or she has more loyalty towards Stephanie than anyone. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes she's tight with Brandy, and then as we see later, even in this episode, sometimes she's not.
Mm-hmm.
So I did see, particularly in this episode, how she flip-flopped and would do anything, I guess, to kind of get out of this argument with Cameron. But it was just like an argument, and I felt like, oh my gosh, this is like down a rabbit hole. Like, first we're talking about her taking both sides, and she calls in Stephanie, and then the brand.
Oh,
I mean, I was like, where are we going with this? This is like not really that big of a deal.
Totally.
I thought we could squash it, and now it's like blossomed into a whole nother world or something. It was just kind of extreme.
Right. One thing that you said was she called in Stephanie, and I just thought that was ridiculous too. And I'm glad that Cameron called her out on that and said, this is between us. Like, you don't have to call other people in. Because I think that's a trend on this Real Housewives, and maybe on all Real Housewives. I'm not really thinking about the other housewives at this point. But where people like bring their friends in to battle somebody, and then somebody gets ganged up on. And this is exactly what Carrie's doing here. She's calling Stephanie over for whatever reason, and Cam's like, no, this is between us. Let's talk this out.
Yeah, and then Brandy, not to jump too far ahead, but then Carrie does this a second time in the same event.
Yes.
So it's like, for me, I wouldn't F with her.
Exactly.
I don't want to play with Carrie. I'm good.
But one thing I did not like was Cameron, to me, seemed like she got scared by walking away. Like, okay, you can. I don't want you to bring Stephanie over here, but that doesn't change what I'm saying to you. She never really got a chance to get her thought out because she kind of like, okay, forget it. If you're going to do that, I'm just going to walk away. Well, no. Why are you afraid of Stephanie now? Just say what you have to say. You thought she... Because she never... She doesn't know that Carrie talked to Stephanie, but she wanted to put it out there and never did because she kind of chickened out because she thought they were going to gang up on her. But I feel like you're strong enough to stand your ground with both of them.
Maybe this is mean, and I hope it isn't, but I think of Carrie up against other housewives in other cities where you have to come and you have to be correct and you have to stand on your own 2 feet. I don't know if she could survive in other cities when you've got someone coming at you literally with their finger in your face. And this whole finger incident here was child's play. Please.
It was adorable. Your finger's in my face. No, my finger's down here. I thought it was so cute. I was like, yeah, y'all take that finger to Atlanta and get your wig smashed. Oh, that's what you need to do.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. And me, I tell you, my hands, I'm always pointing and stuff. I don't do it aggressively. Like, I did an OC panel on this show 2 days ago. Yeah, 2 days ago for this last week. Check it out on AfterBuzz if you like, but I was pretending I was reacting to something, and I had my finger pointed at the host across the table like this, but it was a joke. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I talk, so for me, I'd be in a lot of trouble.
Yes.
I'd be in a lot of trouble in Dallas.
Exactly.
I'm
don't point fingers in New Jersey either. I know they don't take that up there either.
Yeah. No.
So Carrie apologizes for everything, and then Cameron says something about you don't support me, but Carrie says, no, I do support you. And here's one example of how.
Oh, my gosh.
They were going to bring these stressicles, which are literally stress
this
balls.
This is so stupid.
This is the dumbest thing. I saved you from the stressicles. Is that what they're called? Stressicles.
Yes.
The balls. Stress balls.
Like a stress ball. I love stress balls. Yeah. I actually collect them. These, however, probably won't be on my desk.
But these stressicles cause this big issue because Carrie then wants to prove to Cameron that she supported her or she backed her in this moment, which I agree. She did need to prove it because I didn't believe it. I was like, no, she didn't do this. And then they showed and I was like, oh, okay, maybe she did. So she goes to Brandy and says, didn't I tell you not to give the stressicles to Cam? And then this started like a whole nother drama where Brandy gets upset and starts crying over this, and it's just like, oh my god, we're talking about stress balls.
Carrie laid it on thick. She kept drinking her champagne going, tell them I told you, I checked you, I let you know, I warned you, I did. I was like, okay, whoa, like, what is that term, thou that doth that protest too much or whatever it is?
Right, exactly.
You know, I'm like, okay, can you sit down? I'm like, whoo, she really wanted credit for diffusing that.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I kind of get Brandy in this point saying, Nick, no, I'm in control of myself. I decided to sit this one out. Nobody told me, like a mother. Yes. So I get it. Like, you know, Brandy doesn't get enough, like, she doesn't really get much credit on this show because she is loud and, you know, has a lot of fun. But, you know, even I have to defend her on this one because it really, Carrie didn't, you know, she voiced her opinion, but she didn't take them out like a child, like a mom. She didn't take them out of her hand.
I agree.
OMG. I was like, here I come to save the day. I'm Carrie to keep the stress balls away. Like, stop it. Oh, my God. I was like, Carrie, you just told her. I don't think she'll like it. Stop it. She laid it on so thick. And I didn't really remember it either. When they showed the clip, I was like, Carrie, you're exaggerating now. That was really, I think, the best example of her flip-flopping. Because at first I was like, well, I don't know. I was with Grant. Like, she's always, you know, team Stephanie and Brandy. But then when she went to this far to get Cameron to be like, oh, she really does like me. Stop it.
Yeah. This was the first time, though, that we've seen this because it was like a flip. Because I was like, wait a minute, we didn't see this. So we went back and, like, why wasn't that in the show?
Yeah.
And again, we didn't see the whole, like, queen thing either.
Yes,
I mean, come on, guys.
I know.
It's more on that
way,
right?
Good parts.
So you tell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So at the end of the night, Stephanie notices Brandy's upset. And again, she talks about she's upset because Carrie is blaming her for the ball situation. And Stephanie says, you need to tell her. And so we go into spa day at Stephanie's house. First, what did you guys think of all the renovations of her house? Because I felt like, Brandy, can I please move into her spa?
Oh, you mean Stephanie?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote down some of the costs.
Me too. I did the same thing. I paused it and went back. I was like, wait a minute.
It's incredible. Yes. So, well, first thing, what caught your attention? For me,
The glass wall was like 40 grand.
Yeah, it was a glass wall with a shade.
Right. Oh, like, $40,000.
I had 60.
Yeah, maybe it was 60. Yeah. I don't know. 60. It was so much. Maybe you might be right, but I was like trying to take those notes.
I'd do anything for that $45,000 hot tub, though, with the jets and the little fountain and all that. Yes. That to me is real relaxation.
No, totally. The music and the lights and the toilet, the bidet, whatever, the air, the water, the all $10,000 of that. I mean, like, I can come up with $10,000 if I save really for like a couple years. I can get that toilet in my apartment.
That's within reach.
That was lovely. Yeah. That bathroom was amazing.
$40,000 steam room. Like, you know, I wonder how often they use it, because I would be like, I wonder how long I would even like get out of that too. Like, of course, in the beginning, you'll probably use it like twice a week or maybe every day. And then like after that, like when it's just there, you know, do people take advantage of things like that? I mean, I think it's fabulous.
I thought it was fabulous, but I kind of felt like you need staff in here. Like, I felt like you need the people to hand you the towels and to bring you your little mints and your snacks and stuff. You need something. I was like, I need someone to help me exfoliate. I think I need more than just the rooms, but it was amazing.
And that is exactly why she auditioned guys to come and try out for her spa day, which I thought was ridiculous, because who has time to audition people for their spa day event?
It was very much a scene, if you will. A scene for the show. That's what I think. It was a cute dynamic, but, you know, not
exactly
real.
And I thought it was so interesting that everybody made it. So those are the kind of auditions I want to go on. Nobody gets cut. No callbacks. You're all in. Everybody comes. So that was quite an audition.
Yeah, even the one with the weirdo with the kangaroo. Oh, which, to me, was like such a plot thing, a plot device to get a kangaroo on the show.
Right.
It was probably like, oh, my friend has a kangaroo. We want to get him on the show somehow, so we'll just have him come in to do this. Like, it just seemed like a plant to me.
Yeah, I thought it was so random. Like, it's a spa day. Why is there a kangaroo hopping around? But I mean, it's cute.
Although, Leanne, whoever was like, he's creepy, he was creepy at the very end when he was holding that kangaroo. I was like, what is he doing with that kangaroo back at the house?
Yeah.
I was like, he was a little creepy.
Not only that, you're going to put all this money into this bathroom, and you're going to have that beautiful couch and rug, and you're going to let that kangaroo all over it.
Yeah.
I know it was wearing a diaper and a dress at one point.
She was wearing a diaper.
But still, it's like it's not wild, but it's an animal, man. Like, no. No, I won't even let a friend bring their dog into my house. Like, I just know.
And Leanne killed me being the kangaroo police. This has got to be illegal. I was like, let the people have a kangaroo,
I know.
Let them live their life.
Yeah.
Totally. So the big drama at spa day was Brandy and Carrie talking about the stress-ticles again. It's like, we can't get off the topic of Carrie this episode and switching sides. So they're getting their nails done, and they start talking about Carrie trying to make Brandy look bad, because Brandy's now concerned that she's a bad influence on, like, people keep saying she's a bad influence on Deandra, so she doesn't want to have that kind of perception, I guess, in the group. So what did you guys think? Do you guys think she is a bad influence on Deandra?
No, I mean, Deandra's a grown woman. She can figure out how to behave. I mean, you know, I think Deandra's maybe going through a little version of a midlife crisis in the way of finding her own voice and her independence. But I don't think she's going to start, you know, chain smoking and, like, drunk driving. I mean, you know, I don't think, not that Brandy does that either. But I don't think she's going to, like, you know, lose her mind and, like, go nuts is what I mean. But, you know, I don't know. How can you hold Brandy accountable for other people's reactions and actions? I don't know.
Exactly. I think that Deandra so far has been reasonably strong. I think she feels more comfortable to, like, act silly or whatever, but Brandy wasn't in there tutoring her on the teacup in her butt or whatever. She knew that all on her own. So, you know, maybe Cameron didn't realize it, but yes, she knew that whole thing herself. So I don't think that Brandy is a bad influence. And I think also with the adoption and with so much pressure on her, I think that is kind of really weighing heavily on her. Like, I think she cares what Cameron thinks, but I think she's just even more emotional than she, you know, might normally be.
Right. And that is something that Stephanie talked about at the end of her Brandyland party. Towards the end, there's kind of like this split scene that we see every now and then where Brandy and Carrie are talking about something at the same time that Leanne and Stephanie are talking. And this time they're talking about Cameron, and Brandy is talking to Carrie about how Cameron has a double standard. And then at the same time, Leanne and Stephanie are talking about Cameron and how kind of like how she, her and Leanne have this friendship, and they're kind of going back and forth about it. Where are you, where do you guys sit with Cameron? And, you know, do you believe that she does have this double standard where she allows Leanne to kind of be crazy and do all these things and not Brandy?
It's just natural loyalty, I think. Cameron and Leanne are our friends, and Cameron and Brandy are new friends, I guess. So you're just gonna you overlook things with friendships sometimes, for good and for bad.
Yeah, and a couple things. I think that Cameron and Leanne, and the same thing with Leanne and Deandra. Like, I think Leanne so badly and desperately wants to be part of this high society in Dallas, but she is not, mm-hmm. okay? And I think Cameron realizes that. So Leanne is like her hood friend or whatever. And, but yeah. That being said, Leanne, even though she got buck wild at the bar for Deandra's birthday or whatever, she doesn't go, she's not as crass, and she doesn't do some of the sort of fraternity-like stuff that Brandy and Stephanie does. Mm-hmm. So she does kind of have some boundaries.
Yeah.
So I think in that respect, but I think to some extent, what Cameron would expect of Leanne would be different when how she would feel with Deandra, because they are the socialites.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think that's why she kind of cuts Leanne some slack, because she's like, you're not really, you do the charity events, but you're not really...
I'm laughing because I love Leanne as the hood friend. I love that. No, it's kind of, I think Cameron probably views her as that a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, she's a different breed, I guess.
Right. I mean, don't know. That's kind of how it is. But, I mean, I think she genuinely loves her. Like, there's genuine friendship there. But Cameron is very well aware of who's in the society and who's not. And she fundamentally, you know, has views about people based on that, I think.
And one thing Leanne says is that Brandy judges Cameron and Leanne tries not to. So, I mean, I don't know if that's right or...
Well, yeah, Brandy does judge Cameron.
Yeah.
Where was Cameron? Why wasn't she at the spa party? I missed that. What was the excuse?
What did she... I forgot why she couldn't make it.
So her and Deandra weren't there, and I can't remember.
I remember hearing something about Deandra. She had something.
Deandra
else
was like, I got to work.
Yeah, she did. I don't know about Cameron, but man, I'm wondering what the timelines. I ask because then we see Cameron, which I know we'll get to, but it's like, I was just at Sparta 4 days ago. So it's like, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that because that's the next.
I'm just trying to follow the bouncing ball of days, but maybe she was, I don't know, you know, not everything is in order.
Right. So she comes back from the trade show. And sits down and talks to court about how it went. And it was pretty dramatic. She couldn't get up to get a drink of water. She couldn't even get a snack.
I got a stick of gum.
Court is like so calm about it. He means business, but he like lets her go on with this, you know, whatever it is. But it's funny.
Hey, she got attention from a distributor and a licensor or whatever, or she needed either or, but she got attention from someone who wanted to license the product, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take
I was actually surprised because I know we've talked about this on other shows and we didn't think that it would be that successful, but it looked like it was busy and she looked like she had a lot of contacts, so maybe it will go somewhere.
And I feel like it would be amazing here in L.A. if she brought it here, because I'm sure there are plenty of people, you know, like in Santa Monica or something, that would be happy to serve their dogs pink dog food, especially Malibu. Like, that would be a hit here. I thought that scene was so interesting because on some respects, I really like the fact that he was kind of like, going to get her on the straight and narrow. Like, if you want this business to work, this is what we have to do because we've been doing this for 2 years, da da da. So I saw that. But on the flip side, part of me is like, the motivation is he still just wants her to stay at home. And so that part, I think it was a really interesting scene to see those two dynamics. It was like, yeah, you know, he's right to the extent that she does have to get together to get it from dream to reality. But are you really raining on her parade because you want her to do well or because you want her to stay home?
Good point.
And it was an interesting way that scene kind of went.
Yeah. I actually kind of love this this storyline for Cameron because I am a stay-at-home mother right now. And so I kind of like how she talked about, like, why can't I do both? Why can't I be the stay-at-home mom and be the businesswoman? And I think that's, you know, something that moms struggle with. So
yeah.
I hope that this continues to play out. But I know we're getting down to kind of the end. So I want to talk about the shadiest moments of tonight's episode. Dun, dun, so, sure. Yes.
So, I lost that drop, guys, so you just jump in.
Yeah. So okay. Do you guys have a shadiest moment of tonight's episode? Or would you like to need to start? Because I saw a few shady things.
I saw two that I liked. Okay. But she can... Okay, so my shadiest moments were on the one-on-ones. So I loved being a whatever girl myself when Deandra was like, yeah, Leanne took some money on my piggy bank to get her extensions for China. They were $4. Yes. Oh my gosh. I was like, was $4 good. Weave. I love it. Yeah. And then, yay, that one was great. And then I did, even though we've been hating on her all evening, I loved when Carrie went, badger, 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 but no fingers. Yeah. No fingers. I thought that was adorable and hilarious. That was my favorite.
I thought it was shady in general when DeAndre said the rich will forgive everything but the poor. I mean, I don't know how shit. It's not like a burn, like a shade to me so much, but I like, you know, she's kind of like casting a shadow on like a whole group of people a little bit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, it's a real like, you know, kick them while they're down type comment, you know?
Yeah. That and then really I had good. The same shadiest moment as Erica with DeAndre, but then I had another one of Leanne saying that she wasn't going to give her real opinion on Brandy's
clothes. Yes. That was
that's
good.
A good one.
That's pretty shady.
That might, that might knock them all out. I think that was good.
That was a good one.
Leanne, she's great in those confessionals.
Yes, I know. So I those it. Are our shadiest moments of tonight's episode, but also tonight we have some news and gossip.
TV news.
Well, I we see will, it up here.
Yeah, we'll start with Grant.
So last night, Rachel, who's night, Rachel is homesick, so we send her our best wishes and a quick recovery. However, last night, we went to the Abbey in West Hollywood. It was for Children's Hospital LA, had a toy drive. So FYI, they give out toys all year long, but the third quarter of the year and coming into the fourth quarter right before Christmas, they run out of toys. So luckily, the Abbey has this event, and Leanne was asked to be kind of like the guest of honor, if you will, to draw. Mm-hmm. So it was full Christmas music, you know, the full Mariah Carey, everything was decorated. And so Leanne was great and invited us, and we took a photo with her, and we chatted. We sat at her little, like, bottle service table for a little bit and chatted, and it was a cool experience. She's great, honestly, like such a good person, and she was so honored to be a part of this. And she said as soon as she got asked, she like cleared her schedule so she could be there, you know, the charity queen Leanne.
Exactly. So love it.
I expect no less. I will say I walked in and I made my donation and I saw tons of toys. Like,
that's
that
awesome.
Place was packed. And then they had like hang from the ceiling all like the clothes from like the Disney store for like the little kids' outfits and stuff. Like, people invested in that event. They did a great job.
That's awesome.
So I asked Leanne a few things. I asked her about the whole queen's comment. She was really bent out of shape about this because she said that she's very humble and she would never call herself a queen and that she did not view this as real at all. And, you know, she says basically just not her thing. She wouldn't go around calling herself that. So she really tried to angle it more towards like a DeAndre thing.
Yeah,
okay, like DeAndre was trying to assert herself in this position. I mean, they were probably both really drunk.
But Leanne is the queen. But Chrissy Teigen said last night that DeAndre is the queen.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Are we watching the same show? She's still really mad at DeAndre. She said she pointed out a few things that DeAndre is going to go deeper and deeper each week on her relationship with Rich.
So
and it's just going to be like one accusation after the next. So, you know, we all saw this. This isn't really anything too crazy, but, you know, we're seeing next week that they're sitting down and now she's saying, oh, does he step out on you and all these things? So, you know, what a lousy friend to do that, especially on camera. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was great. I mean, you know, she's so gracious. And, you know, if you ever have the opportunity to meet her, she is so approachable. And, you know, we had a great time. So,
yeah, she is really, really awesome in person.
Cool.
Yes. And then Erica has some other news.
Yes, from TMZ, our other station. Anyway, TMZ, they caught up with DeAndre and asked her about the upcoming elections. Because I'm always curious as to, well, not that curious, but wondering what people in Dallas and who they're going to vote for. And Ted Cruz is actually running for senator there, but he's not doing so well. So DeAndre gave her opinion.
Why. Oh, I wonder why.
On the race.
What happened? Ted Cruz got booted out of a restaurant? Yes. That does not really surprise me. You know, Beto is really doing very well in Dallas, in Texas, period.
He's been to, like, every county, apparently.
Yeah, he has. I mean, I think that Ted Cruz lost a lot of support when he ran for president and some of the things that happened. And then also also in the last 2 years. I mean, I will be totally honest. I was a Chris supporter. So my family was a Chris supporter.
Exactly.
But I've kind of like felt like he's lost touch with everyone, and that's unfortunately the situation. And I don't really know what's going to happen in November, because this is like, it's like, God, it's like, you know, balls are up in the air, and who knows what's going to happen, because it's really a crapshoot at this point.
So do you think that Beto can actually win this Senate race?
I think Beto has a good chance. I'll tell you why. We live in the most conservative neighborhood in Texas, and we've got Beto signs everywhere. Wow. All over. I'm not going to criticize the president, but I'm going to say that it's a different time in politics, and we have to vote with our heart and our gut and what we know is right, which I've always done, but I think we always kind of towed the party line. And this time it's really different, and we have to really think about what we're doing and what we're espousing. Let's put it that way.
That is big. I'm looking it up here. This guy, Beto or Beto, is running the Texas 16th Congressional District, or he ran in 2013, and he's running as a Democrat, so that should probably help him.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so interesting. It's, you know, I thought it was an interesting kind of perspective on, I always knew how conservative they were, but now we really know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. That is interesting.
Oh, well, she looks so cute. I'm so sad about her and Liam.
I still have to watch her on Watch What Happens Live. Yes. I haven't gotten that far yet.
Yes.
Okay, so next episode, Leanne, so Leanne and Deandra are talking about, Leanne and Rich are talking about the wedding. Deandra starts making some accusations about Rich being unfaithful to Leanne. And then Mama D and Deandra talk and, you know, about their relationship. So, with all of that being shown to us up front, what are your predictions for
your AfterBuzz TV predictions
coming up next?
Go ahead. I won't step on you. Sorry.
Oh, no. I don't know. I'm going to let you. Okay. So I think, as everyone is aware, that this Deandra Leanne debacle is going to continue to grow, because I think neither one of them is really genuine when they go to apologize. So they're holding these grudges. So I think that's going to happen. I absolutely, because I think Carrie already put people on notice, and a little bit in the confessional, she and Brandy, because she's going to absolutely go back to Cameron and tell her what Brandy says. So I feel like sooner or later, Carrie's going back and forth is going to come back to bite her eventually.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was interesting because last night Leanne said, "Oh, I'm so glad I'm at this event and not watching Deandra on Watch Travis Live." But I know, Leanne, we know you're going to watch. Like, yeah. Come on. I mean, I would. She's going to talk about you, of course. I predict that Mama D may show a little bit of compassion towards her daughter, because in the past we've seen, she wasn't looking like it in that clip. I mean, that woman was like straight up, like neck up, like she really wasn't paying attention. But I feel like they would have exploited her if she said something pointed, like "Shut up, Deandra." I feel like we would have saw that. That would have been a moment. But you know, her daughter's breaking down in front of her. Maybe she is being a little compassionate next week. I hope for Deandra's sake that she is. But I'm telling you, to go to someone like Mama D to look, you know, for looking for any type of empathy, whew, I don't know. She's not the right crowd for that.
All right. Well, we will find out what happens next week. So thanks so much for joining us tonight. Can you guys tell us where we can find you online?
All right, party people. I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
And I hope you guys will listen to my podcast, Grants Writes Hollywood Talk. It's kind of like Page Six and Bravo Daily Dish. There's a lot of Bravo stuff that we're talking about. So if you like The Housewives and other reality TV, it's slanted in that direction. We've got great people from other podcasts that come on, big reality podcasts and other commentators. It's just fun. It's light. Check it out. Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. You can listen to it anywhere, on any podcast platform, YouTube as well. Just search for it, and you can find me everywhere promoting it at It's Grants Rants.
And I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic. And my mom just published her first book, Dream Wide Awake. It's available now on Kindle. So if you're into like conspiracy theories and remote viewing in the government and kind of like the Stranger Things type vibe, check it out online on Kindle Direct. Yes.
Kindle Direct. That's great. Check it out. Yeah.
So until next week, guys, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you guys next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.